This is Mockery Rocks. I am Patrick Boggs. Although Russia reportedly made an interest payment to its bondholders to avoid a default last week, it still faces a high risk of defaulting with following deadlines amid international sanctions over the country's ongoing aggression in Ukraine. But market observers say that a possible default would have limited impact on Japanese financial institutions, given their small exposure compared with their European peers. Moscow. In Japan, we don't say Moscow, we say Moscow. And people in the USA sometimes turn it into Moscow. There's many ways to say some words. You can say fool, and then you could say Trump. You could find ways to say different things with the different meanings and pronunciations. Moscow made coupon payments totaling $117 million on two Russian government bonds denominated in dollars last Thursday, which would be the 17th of March. A day after the deadline, but within a 30-day grace period. Should they be granted grace? Yeah, I guess so. But a $447 million payment is due March 31st, followed by another deadline on April 4th. Good luck, Russians, and good luck to those who would oppose the nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. Who is going to be the first African-American woman on the Supreme Court, barring a significant misstep, as she is in committee hearings? But I don't think there's going to be such misstep. I don't think so. Democrats who control the Senate by the slimmest of margins intend to wrap up her confirmation before Easter. She has already made her opening statement in committee, and the committee is 11 Democrats and 11 Republicans. If all went to plan, she was introduced to the committee by Thomas B. Griffith, a retired judge for the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, and Lisa M. Fairfax, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania Carey Law School. Jackson appeared before the same committee last year after President Biden chose her to fill an opening on the Federal Appeals Court just down the hill from the Supreme Court. Just down the hill. I didn't walk in that direction as I took a walking tour of the nation's capital. Her testimony before the committee will give most Americans, as well as the Senate, their most extensive look at the Harvard-trained lawyer with a resume that includes 2 years as a federal public defender. That makes her the first nominee with significant criminal defense experience since Thurgood Marshall. You do understand who Thurgood Marshall was, don't you? In addition to being the first African-American woman on the court, Jackson would be the third black justice after Thurgood Marshall and his successor, Clarence Thomas. The American Bar Association, which evaluates judicial nominees, gave Jackson's nomination its highest rating unanimously, and the rating is titled Well Qualified. Jeanette McCarthy Wallace, General Counsel of the NAACP, said she is excited to see a black woman on the verge of a high court seat. Some Republicans have signaled they could use Jackson's nomination to try to brand Democrats as soft on crime. An emerging theme in GOP midterm election campaigns, President Biden has chosen several former defenders for life tenure judicial posts. In addition, Jackson served on the U.S. Sentencing Commission, an independent agency created by Congress to reduce disparity in federal prison sentences. A guy by the name of Senator Josh Hawley, who is a Republican from Missouri, highlighted one potential line of attack. Senator Josh Hawley is not just joshing. He previews a line of attack. I've noticed an alarming pattern when it comes to Judge Jackson's treatment of sex offenders, especially those preying on children, Hawley wrote on Twitter last week in a thread that was echoed by the Republican National Committee. Hawley did not raise the issue when he questioned Jackson last year before voting against her appeals court confirmation. She was confirmed anyway, wasn't she? Yes, she was. Hawley is one of several committee Republicans, along with Senators Ted Cruz of Texas and Tom Cotton of Arkansas, who are potential 2024 presidential candidates. Just listen to those names. Tom Cotton, Ted Cruz. Tom Cotton. Those are the guys that could be, dare I say it, those guys could be positioned ahead of the former president by the name of Trump when it comes to getting a nomination for the highest office. Is that true? I hope so. Well, we'll wait and see. That's a little thing that the former president often would say. Well, we'll just have to wait and see. He was a wait and see kind of guy, not an action kind of guy. I want to thank you. Oh, I got one more item here. Soon, I think I should talk about the nominees for the Academy Awards. But somewhere, I don't know where, somewhere along the way, the idea of America looking upon movies from other countries as foreign, somehow that was dropped. Foreign language, we don't want to talk about that. So, Hamaguchi Ryusuke's Oscar-nominated film entitled Drive my car. Took 8 prizes at the 45th Japan Academy Film Prize Ceremony. In addition to the Best Picture Award, the film won Best Director, that was for Hamaguchi himself. Best Screenplay, co-written with Oe Takamasa, and Best Actor, Nishijima Hidetoshi. The film also scooped prizes for cinematography, lighting, editing, and sound recording. Is the Academy nomination for that film? I'll have to check, but I think it is. In the Best Picture category? I think it is. I have to make sure. What I want to read from, sparingly, if I may, soon on Mockery Rocks is The Thing That Came From Some Publication, some highfalutin publication from New York City that had all the details of all the nominations for the Academy Award. I got it in PDF form, and that's what I will read from. When I talk to you about the Academy Awards, next time I talk to you about the Academy Awards, the presentations are coming up so soon. I am Pat Boggs. I thank you for listening to this Rock of Mockery.